Today is October the 10th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus Christ from the book of Matthew, and we affectionately call it Just Jesus. Before we read his wonderful words, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the Ancient of Days, the bondage breaker, our commander, and our defender. You are exalted above all others. You are faithful in everything that you do. You are God alone. You are our helper in all things, and Emmanuel, the joy of our life and the key to everything we need. You are the living God, and you are the maker of all things. Lord, you show us new mercies each and every day. You're the only wise God, our promiser, and you are quick to hear us. You are refreshing, and you are satisfying. Lord, you're trustworthy and unchanging in everything that you do. You're the vision we long to see. And you are the Word. Thank you, Lord. You are excellent in everything that you do. You are Yeshua and the zenith over all life itself. Thank you, Lord, for this new day. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us to be ambassadors. Help us to be Jesus today with skin on. Help us to be your hands and eyes and ears and feet. And help us to go into those dark places and bring the light of Jesus. We don't need to say a word, Lord. We just need to be Jesus. Help us, Lord, to be humble and to put others first, especially the children. We thank you, Lord, for all of this in the beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are up to Matthew 9. And let me tell you a little bit about what Jesus was doing before he spoke these words. As he was getting into a boat, he crossed over and he came to his own city. Some people brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he spoke to the paralytic first. But in the crowd were some of the scribes, and they said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus knew their thoughts. The Word of God, Matthew 9, verse 2 and 4 to 6. To the paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." To the scribes, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. Rise, pick up your bed, and go home." The paralytic rose and went home. When the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God who had given such authority to men. The Word of God, Matthew 9, verse 2 and 4 to 6. The second thing that we do together is to listen to a portion of a song, and then I read the lyrics for you. Today I have chosen "I'll Fly Away," sung by Joey and Rory. So let's listen in, and then I'll come back with the words.
Some bright morning, when this life is over, celestial shore, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have gone,
some bright morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away to that home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, O glory, I'll fly away in the morning. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from these prison walls, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, O glory, I'll fly away in the morning. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Oh, how glad and happy when we meet, I'll fly away. No more cold iron shackles on my feet, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away. To a land when joys will never end, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, old glory, I'll fly away in the morning. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Thank you, my friends, for being together with us in the reading of the Word of God and a song about our Lord. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray. We pray at precisely 1:16 p.m. each and every school day. And so if you haven't set that alarm, my friends, it's not too late. You can just put this on pause and go ahead and set the alarm, because that time is across the time zones. We are praying today for the families that are being affected by these horrible fires in California. We have many of our brothers and sisters who pray with us each day. So let's lift them up today, my friends. And we do it at precisely 1:16, because it says in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek." I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We did a series called Teacher Take Courage, and now we're in a second one that he calls Love Ladders. Today's is entitled A God Start. The scripture he chose is Nehemiah 2, verse 18. They replied, "Let us start rebuilding." So they began this good work. Jennifer was in her 12th year as a librarian at Irontown Middle School. She had always hesitated to share or exercise her faith at work, but things were getting very challenging at her school. For the last several years, she had been serving under a young principal, and the staff turnover had been high, while morale was low. The school had been put on an academic growth plan the previous year, which meant hours and hours of meetings and increased testing and documentation, on top of what was already required. All last year's efforts had only created a small upward bump in the school's state test scores, and the interventions were probably going to continue into the coming year. Though Jennifer was out of the mainstream of accountability testing, she felt the teacher's stress, strain, and pain. Jennifer always wondered, how can we do this job without faith in something greater than our own work and talents? Jennifer's relationship with Jesus was the core of her being and the most important thing in her life, and yet she felt spiritually isolated and cut off from that when she passed through the schoolhouse door each morning at work. She knew she was to seek God first in all things, and she knew the power of agreement in prayer. She had witnessed it firsthand when her daughter went through an illness from which she was told she would never recover. The only mention of God at school was in the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance, and on the coins hidden in the students' and staff members' pockets and purses. Jennifer had secretly prayed alone in her classroom and at home with her husband and children for the students, parents, and staff at her school, but she knew something was still missing. Jennifer was quite the avid gardener, and she felt like a seed filled with water and ready to burst so something new could grow, but she didn't know what. She just knew there had to be a change of some kind at her school. While on vacation with her family in Ohio that summer, Jennifer had learned about an organization called Christian Educators Association International, CEAI, through a brief radio spot called TIPS, Teachers in Public and Private Schools, which was highlighting ways students, parents, and educators could legally integrate their faith in the public schools. She called CEAI when she got home and got information related to the topic. Jennifer had a huge aha moment when she read the following section from the United States Department of Education's publication, Guidance on Constitutionally Protected Prayer in Public Elementary and Secondary Schools, which was distributed by the Secretary of Education on February 7, 2003. When acting in their official capacities as representatives of the state, teachers, school administrators, and other school employees are prohibited by the Establishment Clause from encouraging or discouraging prayer and from actively participating in such activities with students. Teachers may, however, take part in religious activities where the overall context makes clear they are not participating in their official capacities. Before school or during lunch, for example, teachers may meet with other teachers for prayer or Bible study to the same extent that they may engage in other conversation or non-religious activities. Wow! Jennifer couldn't believe the government actually protected kinds of prayer in the public schools for school staff. This was in contrast to everything she thought. She was amazed, and the swelling spiritual seed within her burst. During the first week of back-to-school training, Jennifer made an invitation encouraging other staff to join her in prayer on the following Friday teacher workday during their duty-free lunch. On the front of the invitation was a group of cross-country runners at a starting line, and above it was printed, "Ready, set," and inside it said, "Go." And there was a photo of a group of adults gathered together praying. On the back was the quote from the government guidelines and the scripture from Hebrews 12 about running with perseverance the race before you. After school on Wednesday, after first sharing it with her principal, Jennifer went from room to room personally inviting teachers to join her on Friday and gave them this unique invitation. 22 of the 34 staff members came to the library at lunch on Friday, including the principal. They simply held hands while standing in a circle and prayed either aloud or silently. All were free to pray as the Lord led them. Tears streamed down some of the faces as one teacher confessed to God her neglect of her family the previous year and asked for balance in her life. Another teacher asked for godly favor from students, parents, and administrators. Another teacher asked God for improved test scores. Even the principal, who was from a faith tradition of reciting only written prayers, quietly and humbly asked God for staff unity. She asked God for the students, parents, and staff to all have compassion for one another and their weaknesses, and to learn to truly listen to one another. There was not a dry eye in the group gathered after this simple, heartfelt 15 to 20 minutes of open prayer. Iron Middle School was off to a God start for the first time in its history. The prayer. Jesus, help us to seek you first, together, and have a God start to this school year. And that was our devotional written by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's is from William James. The greatest use of a life is to spend it on something that will outlast it. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the amazing words of Jesus the Christ from Matthew 9, verse 2 and 4 to 6. "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And to the scribes, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your bed, and go home." Dear Father, Almighty God, we adore you. We thank you for these powerful words and ask them to be a light for this day for all that we touch. We thank you and ask you for this in the amazing name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.